1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, 35 degrees.
Taking a little time to reach our high of 41 today, but we're dry at the moment. Rain, though, coming more later on.
Sheboygan County lost slightly more than the population of Waldo between 2010 and 2013. U.S. Census Bureau released its most recent population estimates this week. Sheboygan County's population dropped 0.4% to just under 115,000 people. Census data shows the cause is due primarily to people moving out of the county. Their estimate found the county's migration rate was a loss of 1,500 people. That's nearly double of what the county's birth-death rate was, or a gain of 847, for a net loss of 585 people between 2010 and 2013. Sheboygan County, one of 40 counties to lose people during that period, most in the rural portions of the state, though. Still, Wisconsin saw population growth estimated at 55,730 people.
The Sheboygan Falls Vote Yes group is continuing its push in favor of the $30 million middle school referendum, which will be on next Tuesday's ballot. Committee member Kelly Rock said she's involved because her own kids go to that school.
The school just has so many deficiencies, and it would be nice to have them be in a, you know, better learning environment and more comfortable in their situation. And I felt like I needed to step up if I wanted to have something done, need to participate.
She says the 86-year-old building has run its course, and fellow committee member Christian Ellis agrees.
Continuing to put money into a facility that was built in the 20s and has been through renovations or remodels a total of 9 times is inefficient.
Governor Walker maintaining his lead over Democratic challenger Mary Burke, according to the latest Marquette Law School poll. Walker leads 48% to 41%.
This is a state that elected me in the recall and then elected Barack Obama a few months later by about the same margin. In fact, my poll numbers and the president's have been almost identical over the past nearly 2 years. So I assume it's going to be a tight race. It's an evenly divided state.
A poll also found, by the way, 55% of those surveyed favor the governor's tax cut plan. 58%, though, feel it does more for the wealthy. 52% of those polled are opposed to legalizing marijuana. 63% favor an increase in the minimum wage.
Definitely some nice numbers there for people like me to decipher and look into.
Yeah, lots of numbers.
Settlements are being proposed for cleaning up the Fox River. We get more from Jeff Flint.
A federal judge needs to approve the deals reached this week between 6 companies and 2 governmental units in the Fox Valley. The deals would add $56 million to the fund to pay for cleaning up contaminated sediments in the river. It's estimated the PCB cleanup project, the largest in the U.S., will cost over $1 billion. U.S. District Court Judge William Griesbach will make his decision after a 30-day comment period.
President Obama asking Congress to push through legislation that'll streamline and revise the NSA's controversial phone data collection program. President said the government should not collect or hold bulk telephone metadata. Obama said such data should be held by telephone companies for a specified period of time, and he noted the government should be able, though, to access specific phone data if a judge agrees that it is necessary to protect national security.
As many as 90 people are still missing following a deadly mudslide in Washington state. Snohomish County authorities say more than 24 are dead. Some 200 searchers and rescuers continue digging through the huge debris field. The slide swept across a highway in a small village about 55 miles north of Seattle last Saturday.
Well, Wisconsin Public Service said yesterday that as of February 2014, nearly 26,000 of its customers were 4 months or more behind on their utility bills. Customers could face disconnection of their utility service after April 15th unless they make prior payments or arrangements. State law bars utilities from disconnecting residential service from November 1st to April 15th each year, but after April 15th, they can disconnect.
Sheboygan County ranks 27th out of the 72 counties in Wisconsin when it comes to health outcomes like premature deaths and quality of daily life. The UW Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation have released their 2014 county health rankings for every county in the country. Karen Timberlake, director of the UW Population Health Institute, says the county ranks better with health factors, placing 12th in the state in regards to health behaviors, clinical care, social and economic factors, and physical environment.
That's really good news in terms of, you know, a culture of health and some conditions in the county where people can be living healthier lives on average.
Ozaukee County ranked first in the state for both health outcomes and health factors. Area counties Calumet and Washington also ranked in the top 10 in both.
Health, how long we live, how well we live, is really influenced by where we live, learn, work, and play. And it is about many, many factors that go well beyond do we have health insurance and can we get to see a doctor when we need to.
An 81-year-old West Allis man has died following a crash involving a West Allis police officer. It happened yesterday afternoon. Officer has since been released from the hospital. He was on his way to investigate a crash when that accident happened. Wisconsin State Patrol, Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office are handling the investigation into that fatal accident. The first thing, though, they're trying to learn is whether or not the police car's lights and sirens were operating. How about the forecast, Rusty? What are we looking at?
Well, dry at the moment, but those rain chances increasing, becoming likely by this evening. High near 41 expected tonight, low near 33, so maybe a little bit of snow, but should stay wet, and any accumulation should be just on the grass. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 30s.
Good. It's a dreary day today. We could use the sun. We're currently at 35 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.